the mid-60s. Partly sunny tomorrow, dry the afternoon, low 80s. Much-needed activity. A shower or two Tuesday night, but a likely round or two of the shower. Some could be heavy Wednesday into Wednesday night with highs of 70s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. It's a Tammany's Collectors Con, the largest event of its kind, returning to the North Shore. 35,000 square feet of toys, comics, collectibles, and more. Artists and actors from Star Wars, Power Rangers, trick-or-treating for kids, and more. At the St. Tammany Collectors Con, Saturday, Sunday, October 14th and 15th at the Castine Center, Mandeville. More info at sttammanycollectorscon.com and on Facebook.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
We are here. It is Monday. It is 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We hope we had a good day. Golly gee, was it an eventful weekend. Internationally, we've got another war. We've got another Israeli-Hamas war, and the question is, how big a ring around the Middle East is this war going to throw? We're going to talk just 2 minutes about that. It's really not on our news watch. There's a lot of unknown, and if there is one thing I like about Bongino's rule, he's got the Bongino rule, and that is wait 72 hours. Make sure you know what you're talking about. Paul Hurd, your host. Louisiana Live is coming in hot. We're going to stick to Louisiana most of the time. We got a little bit to bring to you. You're welcome to give us a call, too, about who you're voting for. Early voting is over. Today, we have 4 days, if you count today, five, before you vote. But number five is almost gone, and it is something that if you didn't vote early, you've got to vote next Saturday or you're not going to be able to vote. I've got a little bit of information that's going out about the level of turnout. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about, you know, I can't stay away from this national stuff when it's so important to Louisiana. We're going to talk a little bit about the status of Steve Scalise as a potential candidate for Speaker of the House. It appears it's down. It's either him or Jim Jordan. And because of the Hamas attack on Israel and the disruption and the war, that speakership is going to settle fast. It may not. In fact, I think it'll be resolved in a private meeting of the Republican caucus tomorrow on Tuesday. And when they come out on Wednesday, it may be very uncontroversial. It will have been decided amongst the Republican majority. I don't think it'll go out in public again, but we'll see. But that's part of our show today. We're going to do, we've got an update on the clemency debacle by Governor Edwards. Governor Edwards and his supporters for you can't do anything bad enough to deserve the death penalty group. They're at it again. They're back in court now to try to disrupt the settlement that occurred that ended up taking 55 applications for clemency down to 5. We'll talk about that as well. And then, look, because this is the elections coming at us, we're going to do talk about the comparisons at the governor's race. And my real point is going to be, we know the difference. The good news is the campaigns have done what they need to do. We know who we need. Talk about that. Then we go on. I want to talk a little bit about the Orleans criminal justice system and the level of crime. But let's get to the financial report. We can get this done in our first segment pretty quickly. Stock market. The S&P closed up with 27.16 points. That's a 6/10. It's an up. It's a step in the right direction. NASDAQ did about the same. It's up 52, which is about a 0.4% up. Again, step in the right direction. Dow Jones up 197, which is up almost 0.6%. What interesting to me was when you turned on the news this morning and the business channels, they really expected a problem with the stock market, with the war that started over the weekend. The attack started, I think, Friday night. And so the market had not been open since the attack. And as it turned out, it might have been good that it was 3 days after the first attack, because it gave everybody a chance to think about it before they panicked on Monday when the market opened. And I'm gonna tell you, I hadn't thought about this till now. How many times have you gone and talked to a business person, the business advisor says, look, you really need a business advisor. You really need a business advisor, because you're just a common guy. You hear this news and you panic, and you'll jump to a conclusion that you need to sell, or you'll jump to the conclusion at the top of the market you need to buy. And all you're going to do is you're going to buy at the top and lose at the bottom. Well, let me tell you about the financial advisors. They panic. They exaggerate. They see the ghost of their own life. And I think this is perfect proof of it, that when they made them sit for 3 days, now they trade futures and all that, but it really shows you that the war started, they got back on their feet, they evaluated where we're going to be with oil coming out of the Middle East. That's the issue, is whether or not there's going to be an embargo on Iranian oil, which would reduce supply that could push the price up. And heaven forbid that President Biden would assist Americans' oil and gas producers to produce. But anyway, just remember, remind your business and financial advisors that look at this weekend to see why they're not always right either. So look, that's where we are. Another is today is Columbus Day, so the U.S. Treasury bill was closed, or the Treasury markets were closed. But remember, we were at Friday, we're at a position fit where we've got a 0.12% inverted curve, meaning that we are all but flat on the curve. I don't know how the war will work into this. If the oil supplies stay okay internationally, I think that flatness is going to hold. It's not going to go down. I think the Fed would be too scared to loosen up, and unless there's a real stock market. Let the stock market go down 700 points. It did not. It has not. Let it go down 700 points, and you might actually get the Fed to suddenly loosen a quarter of a point just to try to pump some good news into a bad scenario. But where are we now? Look, Bitcoin, bless his heart, he's at 27.6. He went down 277. Not bad for a Bitcoin. A 500 point move is nothing abnormal for it. Here's what's interesting, and that is our natural gas is up to 3.39, almost 3.4. It's up. Look, it's almost up double. It's almost up 100%. It's up 75% in the last month. It keeps climbing the ladder. Ironically, crude oil, remember, we topped 90. We've come down to 81, and it did go back up to 84 a barrel. That was up 2.91. That's up 3.5%. So the world is upset because of these evil, cruel attack that occurred by Hamas into Israel. And Israel has said, we're not tolerating them anymore. We're going to see how far Israel goes. When we get back, we'll talk about it a little bit more. We'll talk about our maybe speaker from Louisiana. Paul Hurd, your host. Louisiana Live is coming in hot. We'll be right back.
Feeling gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my machete. Big a toy. There's a joy in the air.
Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live on WGSO Radio New Orleans, talking Saints football in our 12th season in the red zone. We'll be live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for another exciting season of Saints football live on WGSO Radio.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower, don't anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
We're back. It is a Monday morning. It's just a late Monday morning. It's 4:15. We're glad to be here. It still feels like morning to me. My brother came visiting from Utah. I hadn't seen him in 5 or 6 years or 7. Anyway, great to see him. We spent way too much time talking and eating over the weekend. And I'm going to have to take a break just to recover from taking a break. Paul Hurd, your host. We're glad to be here. Remember, we can hear from you on Louisiana Excellence Hotline at 504-556-9696. We'd like to hear from you on the Hamas attack on the Israeli and the consequences to America. We'd like to hear from you on where you are on the vote coming, the big vote coming next Saturday. And, we need to know where we are, what we really, how this campaign has affected you. But I've got my first caller for the day. I believe Joseph and Metairie. Good afternoon.
Yeah, if I can make a comment about the events that will transpire to the Middle East.
As long as you don't, as long as you don't cuss, you're probably okay. So go ahead. What's your thoughts?
Well, the thing that baffles me the most, really astounds me, when you learn of the amount of monies the Central Intelligence Agency has to play spy with, to go play James Bond overseas around the world. Supposedly they don't do it in this country, but I think they still do. I think they still do. They're not supposed to, but I think they do. When you consider the amount of monies, we're talking about hundreds of billions. That's what it'll be, like Carl Sagan would say, be billions. Billions of dollars that they have to play with. That's an awful lot of spies, information gatherers, special little gadgets that you can, you know, employ to gather
information. You can buy a lot of friends with that kind of money.
You know, it's impossible for me to believe that these attacks against Israel just came out of nowhere, that no one thought something was about ready to happen. I cannot believe that. That to me is like saying, you know, maybe Satan is really part of God's plan to save. He was part of God's plan to save Jesus on the cross. You know, there's an awful lot of
Evil. A lot of evil and cruelty, man. It's scary. Look, I don't necessarily disagree with you. It's an interesting, but let me give you a thought that I've got on this, and that is, all right, I'm Israel, and I know that Iran is developing. I've got Joe Biden in America not trying to constrict Iran's nuclear weapons. Iran's nuclear weapons probably are the single existential, and I hate to use that word because it's way overused. It's the only threat that is a life institutional country threat. Well, here comes Hamas. They're planning an attack. Let's say they knew it was coming, or they knew something was coming. My question is this: all right, Hamas is going to attack. Their brother-in-law, Hezbollah, has now been lobbing in some missiles from the north in Jordan. Iran's oil is probably going to get cut off. But Iran, I think they will be able to publicly display and trace the support that Iran had, not only financially, but brutality and military-wise. Once they do, this may be the acceptable excuse for Israel to hit the nuclear capability infrastructure in Iran. And if they're going to save themselves, saving themselves from rifle bullets is not the same as saving themselves from atomic weapons from their number one enemy. I'm not saying they knew it, but you know, every crisis, you don't want to lose the value of a good crisis. That's what I'm wondering.
I think I hear what you're saying. You're really touching on a thought that I've been thinking about, is that I wonder if Iran is just about ready to produce a bomb.
Oh, and that's why I agree with you. And that's what scares me. Because think about where we are in this. If Iran says, we've got it, think of the difference, the more muted response that will happen in this fight today. If Iran says, we've already got it, You can't. We borrowed one from North Korea, and we've got it. And if you you draw us into it, we will retaliate with, you know, with great fury and fire. And I'm just going. This is how you end up with World War III. And I really, I don't know where it's going to go, but Israel is in quite a position. And look, if you were an enemy of the West, if you were envious and wanted to push the West out of the way militaristically, economically, and you had Joe Biden sleeping in the White House, and you go, the American people may be on the verge of, Joe may never wake up, but the American people, I believe, in a year have the chance to wake up and not just lay around and appease every dictator that wants a piece of Europe or wants a piece of the Middle East or wants to just spill blood out of its own viciousness. I wonder if this isn't a prelude to everybody in the globe that have a regional fight, a regional fight they want to pick, that we're not going to have them all get picked in the next 6 months, because that gets us basically into March, 6 months away from an election. I think you're right on top of it.
I think that someone wants a bigger American buildup in that part of the world. You know, just like what happened after 9/11.
I think I worry about the military. I hate to say it, but the military industrial complex, in the sense that they win while people are buying instruments to kill one another with. And I'm just can't, I think part of the problem that we have in Ukraine is we won't fight to end the fighting. We will do self-defense, but we will not save ourselves. We will, look, in 2 weeks, Joseph, give me a call back in 2 weeks, and you and I will be talking about all the commentary in the United States about all the civilians being injured in Gaza to take out the Gaza militants. And that's when we'll find out whether we've got the gumption to survive. Look, Joseph, I appreciate the call. My producer's telling me I got about 30 seconds to go. I've got to take a break. Thanks for calling in. Love to hear your comments, and let us hear from you again. This is Paul Hurd, your host. Louisiana Live is coming in hot. We shall be right back.
Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Tune in to Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. After Walker High School principal Jason St. Pierre posted he's apologized and reinstated Kaylee Timonette's scholarship that he revoked due to a video of her dancing, she's crying foul.
So I just want y'all to know that what he posted is not 100% true.
An emotional Timonette says the scholarship deadline is passed and that she didn't bring up religion first when St. Pierre called her into his office and told her she should set a better example as a member of student government and that he was bullying her scholarship. She says she's not alone.
Many people have come out saying that they had a similar situation, and this is not fair. I hope nobody ever has to go through something similar to this.
She's considering legal action, and St. Pierre says he's taking leave for the remainder of the year. I'm Brooke Thorington.
A $180,000 grant is helping the state fire marshal provide smoke alarms to Louisianians during Fire Prevention Week. Spokesperson Ashley Rodrigue.
Certainly, we know families have different priorities other than sometimes having home safety devices in their homes, and so we want to be able to make sure that those who need them have at least one of these alarms in their homes.
LRN.
We the people. Being a Christian since I was the age of five has instilled in me the morals, integrity, wisdom, and ability to be a gracious and compassionate Attorney General. To accomplish these promises, I will rely on my extensive crime-fighting background so that you all can feel safe again in your communities. My door will always be open for you. Please consider voting for me, Marty Mailey, for Attorney General on October 14th. My dear friends, may God always bless you and keep you safe. This message is authorized by the campaign to elect Marty Mailey, Attorney General.
Conservative Clay Schecksnyder is one of us. He cares about the future of our state, and that starts with honest and secure elections. As Secretary of State, Clay Schecksnyder will clean up our voter rolls, enforce our election security laws, and keep radical activists from interfering in our elections. Clay Schecksnyder, honesty, integrity, and the right experience. Clay Schecksnyder, conservative for Secretary of State. Paid for by Clay Schecksnyder for Secretary of State.
I believe Louisiana, our jobs, our kids, our values are worth fighting for. This is Jeff Landry. That's why, as Attorney General, a police officer, and Sheriff's Deputy, I help take criminals off our streets. As Governor, I will work to keep them out of our neighborhoods. It's why, as a Parish Economic Development Director and as a small business owner, I help to create hundreds of jobs for Louisiana. Our state deserves a great economy. As governor, I will cut the red tape that's harming our business owners. As the son of a school teacher, I believe every kid deserves a great education. We must protect them from harm and from woke politics in the classroom. This is Jeff Landry. If you believe in Louisiana, I ask for your vote for governor. And join me at jefflandry.com. Together, we can make Louisiana great. Paid for by Landry for Louisiana.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
We're back at the bottom of the hour, 4:30. Herds Louisiana Live. We are here. Love to hear from you on our Louisiana Excellence Hotline, 504-556-9696. Joseph already brought it into, brought it to us early. Love to hear you, from you as well. Look, let's talk a little bit. I just wanted to give a good boost to our friend and Congressman Steve Scalise. Hope he pulls off becoming Speaker. I'll say this to our friend Congressman Scalise: be careful what you ask for; you may get it. And look, I think what's good, what we need to understand is, historically, this Republican barely majority has leaned heavily to the left and sort of drugged the conservatives along, believing, honestly, that they had to placate the middle, the left, in their party and outside their party, or they would lose a few moderate seats. What they don't understand is that politics is not lineal. It's not left and right. It's circular. And that if you don't honor the conservative members of the caucus, they will just as likely lose to another moderate that you're going to have to placate. You need to build from the conservative. Well, what is the conservative in this speaker's fight? Here's what the fight was over with Kevin McCarthy. And that was the conservative, and a large part of the conservative part of the Republican majority, did not believe in his budget deal that he cut with Biden, and that they, for the sake of protecting America, have to get the deficit down. We have to figure out what we can do without, because what we're spending it on is more than we can afford. And we don't need to wait for the financial attack by the financial terrorists. We need to get the deficit down, deficit balance, growth in the economy, and to move that deficit back down out of the 30-something trillion that we have. That's what the fight was over. The conservatives wanted, in this budget deal, if they had to shut it down until you get a cut of spending sufficient to be a step down to protect America. That's what Scalise, Jim Jordan are going to have to fight over, and how are they going to piece that together? The southern border, the idea that that thing can stay wide open with 20,000 people or 10,000 a day, 2 million a year coming in is just intolerable. And this bill, this next appropriation bills, have to defund the amnesty, asylum, check-in, and release. And until that's worked out in the caucus, there's not going to be a united Republican Party. And then the drug fentanyl that's part of the border, they've got to fund. These are the special bullets that you can fund, and the Democrats can't vote against, even on the border. What's ironic is they've now loaded up enough in the blue cities that they're ready to cry uncle. They're ready to cry uncle on the fentanyl. Then we get to crime and Ukraine spending. Ukraine spending's a big issue for the Uniparty. We're going to keep spending it, and the lobbyists are going to keep lobbying for the expenditures out of the country. That's what Steve Scalise has to figure out, how to bring 218 people along. I hope he can do it. It's going to be an interesting battle. And they, with this Israeli deal, they don't have hardly any time to get it done. But you talk about a mountain to climb. I hope Mr. Scalise's leg is healed, because he's got some stepping and fetching to do to pull that monster together. Look, I wanted to mention a couple of things. First, there was an article in the NOLA by Joseph Craney, and it's a summary. It's an article that tries to summarize the police settlement agreement that we have with the federal government that is overseeing the criminal justice system, the jail and the courts and the DA's office, on how they're handling both juveniles is one issue, and the juvenile and the adult lockup. Look, I wanted to mention this a second time. We've got a sheriff. We've got new Sheriff Susan Hudson. I'm pulling for her. I'm supporting her. What I'm glad to hear is that it's full. It's getting near full for the adult. The juvenile, I think, is in the same position. But this report is talking about the sheriff's holding jail. And what I like about it is that they're getting the repeat offenders off the street. She's trying to man it the best she can. I think the mayor needs to quit running to Europe and instead chip some more money in for our corrections officers that are having to handle these people inside the jail, because it is maybe not as safe as it needs to be inside the jail, but it sure does make us safe outside. And I did want to mention that if you looked at this and then the crime rate had gone down, I was going to commend the DA, and I have, on more recent, that bails are going up, gun arrests are going up, and crime rates are going down. And this review was before this week. It was for, this is October, it was for last month, it was for September. But what was funny about it is I looked it up, and I was looking on NOLA, and there were five. There was this one given a summary of what happened last month, and there were five different articles about two people shot on Bourbon, three people shot in Gretna, and there was five different articles. While this article was trying to say, well, see, we're doing good, and crime rate is going down. Let's see tomorrow, let's see next week, whether or not we just had a blip down. Let's keep working at it, clear those arrests, get those people arrested, get them off the street if they're repeat offenders, get the bail up, and we can make this state safer. Look, one other thing on crime, the clemency issue has not gone away. Last Friday, before Friday, so about 13 days ago, 10, 12, 14, the state settled, and only five of the 55 applications for clemency were going to be even considered before Governor Edwards is gone. That settlement was done after a meeting was held last Friday on the settlement of it. Now, the lawyers that support the applications, and including Sister Prejean, the Helen Prejean, the Walking Dead advocate for doing away with the death penalty, she and the lawyers for the applicants have filed a lawsuit to try to set the settlement aside, alleging that when the pardon board met, they didn't meet and they didn't give the proper public meeting notice. Therefore, the action to approve the settlement statement, the settlement agreement was illegal and it has to be redone. I don't think it'll catch water, but this thing's not going to go away till we get rid of Governor Bel Edwards, or he claims and states we're going to let the law, including the death penalty, be implemented till the people want to change it. That's where we are. We'll take a break. We might have a caller in when we get back. This is Paul Hurd, your host, Louisiana Live, coming in hot. Let's take that last break, and we'll be right back. Look out.
Son, Tuda had a bright future, but his life was taken by someone who should have never been on the streets. Just a senseless crime.
My daughter was excited about the future. All of a sudden, we heard a pop. Landry bent over and screamed, "Help me." That's when I knew it was a scream that you never forget. I grabbed her and said, "I'm here. Mama's here. Tell me what's wrong." And she never said another word.
There's no justice when murderers are allowed to walk free.
Jeff Landry knows where the system's broken and wants to make our state safer.
Jeff Landry was a police officer and a sheriff's deputy, and he knows what's wrong with our criminal justice system.
Jeff Landry wants to fix the system.
Jeff Landry will hold everyone accountable. He will make our streets safe again.
We need a law and order governor.
That's why I'm supporting Jeff Landry for governor.
Paid for by Landry for Louisiana.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Faubourg Private Wealth, which provides holistic financial planning tailored for your family. Find out more at fpwa.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do. It.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
We're back. Paul Hurd is here on a bright, mellow, nice, cool Monday afternoon. We've got it feeling all right in the background. We are ready to make it feel all right in New Orleans. Jeff, St. Tammy, we just beating it up and having a good afternoon. The market did well enough to protect our savings, so we can afford to go home and have a Coors Light, maybe a Coors Light, maybe an old Bloody Mary. Not sure, but it's getting close to that kind of time. Look, one thing I wanted to mention: what's going on with this clemency? For you to understand what the real battle is. This is an issue of trying to run the clock out on Governor Edwards because he won't play by the rules. He won't. He does not believe in law and procedure. To get a clemency hearing, you have to present. You have to present an application. Then they've got to give 60 days notice to hear administratively to review your application. And at that review, they determine whether or not it's complete. If it's complete, then they approve it for a hearing on the merits. And now the rules say you give notice to the victims, you give notice to the DAs, and you have to go out 60 days further, and then you hold the hearing on the merits. Where we are is any applicant whose application is not heard in an administrative procedure, proceeding, and determined to be complete, and a hearing is not called, it's going to take more than 60 days for that application to get before the pardon and parole board. 60 days is the deadline, or there'll be a new governor. What you see is the settlement agreed to five people. We'll have a hearing October 13. 60 days from them is then would be the hearing would be in the middle of December. The hearing could be had if the pardon board agreed that that application should be granted and recommended it to the governor before December or maybe January 5, but before the governor is replaced, then the governor could grant clemency. He does not have the authority to unilaterally grant clemency without a recommendation from the board. So what all of this and what part of the settlement said is five of these people are going to be heard October 13. All the rest of them, the next group will be heard in November, the 1st of November. November, December, January. There's no time for any of the other applications to be acted on the merits. And that's what the settlement is about, is that absent the governor going back and trying to unilaterally conduct these hearings, and then the lawsuits will start again, and we'll find out from the Louisiana Supreme Court whether clemency, unilateral right of the governor, or whether it has to do what the Constitution says, and that is go through the procedure at the pardon board and result in a recommendation. Otherwise, these applications will be presented and considered by a pardon board appointed by the next governor, which is going to be far less attuned and willing to do this stuff. Look, that's where we are. It's important to me that this is the biggest attack on criminal justice, crime and punishment that we've had during the 8 years of Governor Edwards. Even this is more fundamentally on policy, more offensive to crime and punishment and public safety than the ill-begotten criminal reform that has done nothing but turn crime loose. That's why I keep bringing it up. That's why I want to bring it to you, is so you can understand. There's also six people, I believe, on the pardon board that can tell Governor Edwards no. These people are too bad. These people still are not that good, are not justified. They are multi-murderers. They earned their sentence. They deserve their sentence. That's where we are. Look, let's remember, I'm going to take a call. I got a call. I don't want to discourage calls. Let me see what we've got here. I think it's my, exactly who is it? I didn't get the name. Bill, come on to me. Hello. Come on, you there? Hello? Either I'm gone or he's gone. Let's see. All right. Well, can I hear you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. He's gone. We're good. We're going to keep going. Look, we've got 4 days now. Today's gone. We got 4 days to get this election done. Crescendo next Saturday. I noticed in the NOLA, and I wanted to, this is something I just sort of wanted to point out. The media, it's not just what it says, it's what it doesn't say. And do we have him now? Let's see if he's there. We'll see if he's there. And what you'll see in NOLA is they did a series of articles on the governors and the governor's race, and they only talked about four of the candidates. And what they did was they dropped one that's ahead of their endorsed candidate, Wagaspag, for the benefit of Wagaspag being, in quotes, one of the top four. And so I got a kick out of John Schroeder was not treated right. He should have been included. He was dropped out so that they could keep Lundy and Wags in their summary, their voter guide. Don't forget Schroeder, but most importantly, don't forget Landry. Landry is approaching 50%. We could have a governor on the 14th. Look, I got a caller. Bill, come on in.
Hey, can you hear me this time?
All right, hello? I can hear you. Man, you sound wonderful.
Yes, listen, you sound very wonderful, too. I love the subject matter that you brought up today. As a matter of fact, I want to make my next commentary about it. Good evening, brother and sister, pro-life whistleblowing, parents, patriots, pet owners, police, military, cowboys, and cowgirls. Right now, at this very moment, Chi-Cal Mexican cartel mafia terrorists are still attacking America with a drug called fentanyl invasion. It murders hundreds of thousands of people every year in America. The poisonous sea salt invasion is not over. It may still reach Orleans, Algiers, Gretna, Jefferson County area. At the same time, thousands of illegal aliens are still invading our great nation, America, with the drug fentanyl. Try to destroy America the beautiful. That's every day. Pray, pray, pray for peace. Pray, pray, pray for Israel. Pray, pray, pray for a small tropical storm and rain. Pray, stock up, and wise up. Prepare now, and God bless America, brothers and sisters. Amen.
Amen. I never get much of a chance to talk, but I get a good message. It's maybe it's like going to church on Sunday. I'm going to get my sermon. I'm not going to participate. I'll just pat him on the back and say it was a good message, Reverend. It was a good message. Look, we're glad to be here. It's the end of Monday. We're going to be back Tuesday. Look, Israel, Ukraine, Iran and their nuclear bombs are still here tomorrow. We'll talk about them more then. Paul Hurd, your host. Louisiana Live has got to go. We'll see you in a day. He said you're going to be special, you sweet little toot-toot. Now you can look as much, but if you much as touch, you're going to have yourself a case. I'm going to break your face. Don't mess with my toot toot. Don't mess with my toot.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. or Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls.
On Tuesday, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser joins us. We'll talk elections with our expert, Dr. Randy Russ. We'll visit with State Representative Kathy Edmondson, and we'll discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star Michelle Hurstis.
All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.